Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, out there. Are you out there? Is there life out there? So much we haven't done.
My name is Linda.
Wow, Leroy is really trying to give Linda a hug as we start our podcast. Hello. This is not tonight.
Linda.
Linda's getting licked by Leroy.
This is not how we do things, Leroy. I know you really want attention, but mommy and mommy have to work.
mommy. Leroy has a problem that he loves Linda more than his own mom, Brenda.
Oh, man.
Wow, okay, bud. Well, okay, you got your tennis ball.
Anyways. So, we have, like, updates to give on things. I'm sure you've really been wondering if you've been listening in order.
You know what? The whole world's falling apart, and sometimes so does our podcast. We were slacking on our pimping for a minute. What are you gonna do?
Sorry. We just have so many things to do.
I have a lot of shit in my life, y'all. In my life. And I don't really want to talk about it on here. But trust and believe.
I'll talk about it. I'm taking my first psychology class, and I'm busy getting hundreds on everything I do. I'm busy getting hundreds on everything I submit. So, I'm busy reading my ass off.
Linda's too busy getting silly.
Sorry.
She got a phenomenal review on her, 14th project now. 100, tens across the board.
Tens across the board, phenomenal work. Excellent work. You are excellent. You are, what did she say? You are...
Opulence?
No, another word that begins with E that's not excellent. Exceptional.
Oh, I thought you were talking about opulence. From Drag Race. You
opulence.
Own everything.
You own everything.
Man, can we talk about Drag Race?
Can we talk about Paris and Burning? I feel like watching that. I feel like I'm
so
gonna watch
I
that like 3 times
really
a year.
Bad. I want to watch it.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, about that. I could watch it from my phone.
Yeah, you could.
I could. I was thinking about canceling my Netflix right now because that's how sad I am. But
well, I mean, if you do, Mom will pay for it because we use it.
Oh shit. Beach, you're dropping.
I was thinking of that furry song.
I was thinking of that girl talk song.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Didn't hear that.
That was
I was thinking of that song. My London.
Yeah, that's in the same song.
Oh.
Beats, rocking.
Do you know that I had that Fergie CD when I was in elementary school?
Yeah.
She was good. She had a lot of
London Falling? I always never understood that song.
I think she's talking about her underwear coming down.
What? How come?
If you read the lyrics, I mean, she's a very...
I've read them. My London Bridge. But what is a London Bridge? I never got it.
I don't know.
I never got that memo.
With, her legs opening, but that's just me. I don't know.
Kind of like, that Bananas song.
She's a bad bitch.
Ain't no hollow that girl. Like, what? Gwen?
I don't know what that means.
Gwen.
Gwen is an idiot.
Come on, Gwen.
I'll go on record. Gwen's a dummy.
I think she's creative.
She culturally appropriates.
I don't
buy her relationship with Blake Shelton. Sorry.
I cannot speak to
the that. Only reason I like her a little bit is because she was friends with, what's his name, from Sublime. Because
she never ages, and she dated
and
the hottest guy from her band, no doubt, that I had a crush on.
She is sickening. She doesn't age.
And she dated freaking the dude from Bush. She has kids with him. Whoops. Wow. What's his name? The dude from Bush.
I don't know.
Oh my gosh, Gavin Rosdell. He's so hot. Yeah.
Mm.
I had such a crush on him when I was a little kid.
Well,
it was like Bush and No Doubt were like the most famous bands back then. Can you believe that? Like weird 90s grunge things.
Did you know that Fergie did meth?
Yeah. She was a meth. Meth her.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I've read that story.
Anyways.
You have updates.
I have an update.
You have an Ivy update.
So one time I told you guys
Levi is literally trying to eat his tennis ball into the microphone.
He's doing this on purpose,
guys. He's absolutely doing it on purpose.
Last time I talked to you guys, I had a crush on somebody.
Named Blue Ivy.
Do you want the tea?
Yeah. I actually am interested.
The tea. Remember how his baby mother messaged me and was like, you can have him.
Yeah.
Like, hon or something. She called me some sweetheart or some shit.
Ew, honey, sweetheart.
She called me some sweet name.
Don't call me sweetie if I don't know you and you're not my niece.
I never responded, right? But he suddenly ghosted me, which we had had a conversation about.
I predicted that. Hello.
He ghosted me before, a long time ago when we used to talk, and I told him, like, that was fucked up, and he said, like, yeah, I'm not doing that again. Like, I'm really sorry, whatever. Well, he did.
Time out.
So then.
Time out. Can we just circle back for 1 second? Did I not tell you on multiple occasions?
No, but you think he's
about
like a
the red flag ghosting. Nope.
No,
just
I
the red flag
him
ghosting.
To be a ghoster.
Especially after you told me that they were hanging out, I was like, okay, be on the lookout for a red flag ghost.
Yeah, well, he did. So I was feeling Tom Petty one morning. So all I did was I just went to my messages and I just liked the message.
Which message?
The message that she sent me. Yep, I just liked it.
How much time had passed?
A few weeks.
Ooh.
I sat on it.
Okay.
That is
a little bit Tom Petty.
I just went and liked it.
That is very Tom Petty.
And then after I liked it, she watched my story. So she obviously saw that I liked it.
So you just wanted to get
from
in
her
head?
I just wanted to get in her head.
Okay.
I just liked
I'm
it.
I'm listening.
Because that could mean anything.
Yes, it could.
Because the message said you can have them. So I just, okay.
Okay.
I like that.
I mean, that could mean various things.
Remember
yeah.
when Juan Soto said, what happened? Someone threw their bat or something. And then he copied something that someone did on the other team. And they asked him, like, why he did that. And he said, and he looked like he was having fun. I like that.
Ooh.
I want to do that, too.
I want to do that, too.
So I like that.
Yeah.
I like that message.
I like that.
I wanna do that. So
I can do that.
Anyways.
That is a little bit Tom Petty 3 weeks later.
Nothing came of it though, because nothing came of it. And she never responded. She never said anything. I really
you
wanted
just
her
wanted
to, say
to get in her head.
Yeah, but I think I did.
You just
get in her
planted
head.
A seed in her head.
I'm sure I got in her head. I'm sure I started a fight because
uh-oh.
They got back together. I saw.
I also called that hello from like
saw,
very far away.
That's why he hasn't been responding. I saw.
I called that from far away.
On her
New Zealanders. I called that shit.
On her far away Instagram account that she thinks I don't know about.
Yeah,
because
she's not that smart.
I'm good at finding.
Like, we're pretty good at finding things.
I'm good at finding things. I found it. And she just posts like ambiguous pictures. Like a picture of like them having a picnic and like a picture of his knee, like, okay, well, I know what his knee and his leg and his ankle and his shoes
that
like.
Knee could have been from 8 months ago.
So, guess what the caption was?
What?
There are albums to describe us.
Ew. Who are you?
I don't know. So, anyways, that's how I figured
albums? Out. Okay, whatever.
So,
poet.
You guys are back together.
What are you, a poet?
Your little dead poet society relationship, whatever.
They are probably a little dead poets.
She's just taking his whole personality and running with it. That's what she's doing. But it's
ooh,
not my business.
Ooh, that's a red flagger.
She's one of those. She's going to take your personality and make it her own.
I don't like those kind
of people.
She's
going to absorb you and become you.
Ew, you know who that reminds me of? Not saying there's any correlation, but just the thought of like a personality like that. Jody. Arias.
Oh, that's the vibe I get. She would absolutely
just like absorb like a chameleon.
She
just
would
absorb,
absolutely kill him, dude.
Whatever
I
she's
no
dating,
doubt.
Like wants to be like just like
I mean,
attaches herself
like
to everything.
I've tried to beat him up before. You know, I've heard the stories. It doesn't
I don't
sound
know
good,
about her.
So I don't think it's a good. I'm saying this. I'm sorry to that man. I'm sorry to that man. Ivy, I tried to help you. And we were really good friends, but...
She might listen to this.
I don't give a fuck, but I know that relationship is not a healthy one. And it's terrible. It's a really terrible thing. But if it doesn't work out, which I have a feeling it might not, I can't help you, sis. I can't be your friend anymore because you go... So I did message him. I messaged him. And I just said something like...
When? time frame?
I can actually tell you.
I'm really terrified this is going to sound horrible because Leroy is literally chewing into the microphone.
You know what, guys? He has an issue with us recording. He wants to make it known.
He's still adjusting. I've gone back to work full time, just so you know.
It was on the 13th.
Okay, what day is it today? The 21st?
I don't know. I have no idea what today is.
Okay, so like a little over a week ago.
Okay, on the 6th, I sent him a song.
Uh-oh.
Because we had been doing that, so that he never responded to that. That's when I first realized.
You had been talking?
No.
Or sharing music on the 6th?
The last time he responded was the 3rd. On the 6th,
I'm looking at it.
I sent him a compliment. I told him to have a great day. And I sent him a song. Mm-hmm. And he never responded. So then, like, a week or so later, I just texted him and just said, I'm cool.
Is this you?
Yeah. That was all I said. And then he never responded to that. So then I realized that they were back together. So then I responded.
Well, he still has not responded. So I would not continue any further.
No, I'm not. That was the last one.
But you got your point across.
I just wanted to say, like, does that make you feel good as a person? Like,
I think.
Just, like, as a friend? Like, we were friends before anything else. We were friends.
Since, like, little kid times.
Yeah, so, like, just to ghost me again after you said that you wouldn't, and, like, knowing all the help that I did for you, which I'm not asking for thanks for. But
I don't know what kind of help you did for him.
Just, like, driving him around and stuff. You know, I drove him to get his car, his new car. That was a long drive.
Yeah, like, y'all were hanging out.
How would you have done that if you
like, had someone? I've met him.
You know what I mean? But it's not a big deal. I'm just saying, like, you know?
Yeah.
I spent a lot of gas. Let's just say that.
I understand your need to, like, or your feeling like you want to let it be known. Like, this is shitty. Like, you're being shitty. If you don't... Yeah. If he's ghosting Queen, though. We already know that about him.
Like... I can't be too mean about it because I do the same thing.
But that doesn't, like, mean you condone it. And I get it. You got your point across, though. Like,
yeah, no, I'm done talking to
you. You said what you needed to say. And I think you should just be done. Like, don't waste your energy on it at this point.
So one of my boyfriends is now out of the rotation.
Yeah.
I don't have any boyfriends in the rotation now.
You don't have 5011? You had, like, 5011 last time.
I know. I think I ghosted all of them.
Yeah, that happens.
On accident. Because I think I get preoccupied with a couple, and then I forget about all the others. And then when the couple fall out, then I forgot about the backup ones.
Do you ever get exhausted by talking to people?
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about boyfriends. I'm just talking about people. Like,
yeah, I do.
I love it at the time, but then I'm, like, not used to it. Because we've been in a pandemic, and we still are. But lately... Due to my circumstances, which I'm not going to talk about, I've had to deal with a lot more people. I will say one of them is, like, just going back to freaking work.
Yeah.
But, I'm not used to it. Like, it's it's like, re-exhausting.
It is exhausting.
I'm, like, re-tired.
I've been doing a good job of hanging out with, few people. But, like, I have, like, new friends.
Yeah, I'm really proud of you for that.
Which is hard to do as an adult.
For sure.
So that's...
And nice. I was telling you not to go to the cult. I thought she was going to go to, like, a Woody cult party.
Yeah, it was a...
She was going into the woods with no service. And I don't know anybody that she was going with. And she was going alone. And she was driving somebody who... may or may not have been a cult leader. Turns out she wasn't. She's fucking cool. But at the time, like, it sounded kind of sketchy to me.
We had some fun. We painted at a river. That was it.
I just had that, like, what if, like, what if something went wrong? There would be no way to contact you.
Did you get my location?
Yeah, I did, actually. It all worked out. Like, I was just being a paranoid sister.
The second time that I went to the river, because I went again... I tried to send the location to, like, the girls. What? Okay, it's okay. It was a river. We went to a river. There's plenty
and
of rivers.
You can totally pin the location.
But so I sent,
like,
the location.
Like, you sent your
to,
exact location to
I
me.
I sent it to the girls who wanted to come, but it never sent that day. My text never sent. So
well,
I'm
you did
sent
text
that
me
day.
That day, and it did send. So those girls' phones must be fucked.
Yeah.
Anyway, it all worked out, and it turns out to be lovely, but...
Yeah, but I still get tired and want to go home and sleep in my own bed and not talk to anybody.
Yes, me too, forever. I get so sick and tired of talking to people. Leroy is bouncing the ball. What was my update?
You talked to your friend Jack.
Oh, I need a break before this.
Okay.
Because I'm going to screw it up. I'm about to talk about Ireland again, y'all. But I have some good insight, but I'm going to screw it up. I need to think.
Okay. Well, Leroy needs to get that fucking ball out of his mouth, actually, is what he needs to do.
Oh, my goodness. And we have,
We're going to tell a story. Remember that time that Brenda was like, our mom tricked us up to the church. Well, she's going to tell that story because she never told it.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to that. But I was going to say we have new democracy shit.
Do we?
Our ads.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Enjoy these new ads.
Listen, we're going to tell you how to vote.
All right. Go vote.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Hello, Leinster.
Oh, shoot. Leinster, everybody. Still probably somehow mispronouncing it. Yeah, so big time correction.
I really want to call it Leinster.
We said Leinster about 3,000 times last episode. It's not Leinster, Ireland. There's no such thing. It's Leinster, Ireland.
Leinster.
And that was confirmed by my dear friend Jack, who is from Ireland. And he gave me a lot of good insight, actually. Leroy's got the bone.
This is not good.
Oh, no. Okay, time out. We'll be right back. Leinster.
All right, we're back. We're back right where you left us.
I know, it's late. Leroy is pacing.
Just cooling down.
Yeah, he's being really difficult tonight. Wow. Anyway, what were we talking about?
We're never going to be famous until he gets a bedroom.
And we can get microphones. But we're working on it, y'all.
Yeah.
We got those ads.
We got new charity.
They're for charity. But you never know. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, Leinster. So it's Leinster. And it's not Scotch Irish. That's an Americanized thing. Actually, the whole thing is American, kind of. But I learned from my dear friend Jack, and I hope he'll come on and speak to it one of these days. But he said that they pronounce it Scots, like S-C-O-T-S hyphen Irish.
Scots Irish?
Scots Irish. And then I also asked him, because we have listeners
It's not like Scotch tape?
No. Like we've been saying all these years.
Scots Irish?
Nope.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Wow.
It's Scots. But they don't even really say that though. So that's another thing.
Is it even a real thing?
Yeah, it is. But
like Scots and Irish people got together?
Nope. Not so much. It's Scottish people that basically evacuated their country and came into Northern Ireland. And then...
So Scottish people live in Ireland?
They were Protestant though, so like tempers flared, and like our ancestors really disassociated because they left what's essentially Northern Ireland. It is Northern Ireland to come to the United States. So like we're not even in like true Irish people terms, according to Jack.
We're not.
He said it in the most charming and polite way, but like we're not Irish, right? Like we have Scots Irish heritage and a shit ton of it, but like those people are not their people because they disbanded, right?
So what are we then? We are made up of
something.
I mean,
that's like what our ethnicity is or whatever, but like our DNA is. But, like, yes, I'm sure, like, culturally, a lot of things have been passed down. Like, the food we ate at Granny's house, for instance, was not Italian food. It was not...
Right.
But anyway, I don't think that, like, we don't have, like, Celtic vibes. We don't like, we don't do Celtic shit. We don't like get in. Like, we just now learned that we're that, like, we always assume that we were that much
Irish. Guess it depends on like how much like family you have that is actually here to tell you like we're Irish, you know.
Well, that's another thing that Irish Jack said. Irish people don't even think about that.
Because
they're just Irish.
Yeah.
Stop it, Leroy. What are you doing, honey?
Leroy, you've got to give it a rest.
Do you have to poop?
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Don't even ask him because he's going to make a noise.
I don't think he did, though.
I don't think he has to poop.
Do you have to pee?
Oh, my God.
He did drink
How
a lot of
breaks
water.
Are we gonna take? This
One more break.
Sucks.
We have a lot of charity.
Hey, everybody. We're back for the 51st time.
51. What's up? What's good? Yeah, I forgot what I was talking about. Leinster. Okay, we love you, Leinster.
We love Leinster.
And, Scots-Irish.
We are Scots-Irish.
I would actually be interested, this is what Jack did not tell me. I would be interested in knowing how much, they probably don't care.
They don't care.
How many Scots-Irish people actually identify as that in Ireland? If that is a thing, it's probably not. So, anyway, we have a listener in Russia.
We have a listener in Russia?
Yes, probably, I don't know.
Oh my God, since when?
Like yesterday.
They can't understand us.
I think Russian people often speak English.
They don't speak English.
Earth to Linda, most countries speak English too. Like European countries especially, like.
Not Russians.
I don't know. There's a raccoon in my closet.
Yeah, that is.
And something. God, I don't want to tell this Bible story, y'all.
Yeah, you gotta tell it.
All right.
Mom trucked you guys up to the church one day.
She's probably going to deny all this like she always does. But this is how I remember it. So, one day. Actually, multiple days. Let me backtrack. This started when I was like, probably six. Around six. It's like in the summertime. This church lady used to come to our door every day. Like, every day. To every, like, knocking on the door on every door in the neighborhood, it seemed. But she always targeted ours, man, hardcore. And sometimes mom would talk to her. And I just kind of always knew her as, we just called her the church lady.
Mm-hmm.
She was from a Baptist church nearby.
Mm.
And she was the whatever, minister, pastor's wife or whatever. And it was whatever, like, okay, church lady's here, great. Sometimes we avoided her, sometimes we talked to her. Like, mom always answered the door. I never really answered the door. Sometimes she annoyed mom, and mom would talk shit about her when she came in. It was just, like, a normal thing. But never, now that, like, it occurs to me, it's kind of weird that mom never told her, like, go the F away.
Yeah.
Some part of her must have been, like, I don't know, getting mom's attention like that, but, like, they were having conversations for whatever reason.
I mean, mom went to church a lot when she was young.
Yeah, but she didn't like to talk about it.
And yeah, certainly not with that lady. But maybe she just gets the church thing.
I don't know.
Felt bad for her.
I did not get that vibe. But she got to be a little bit pushy. And so, like, that point, like, this is like months, like, or in my childhood brain, it seemed like months. It was like a whole summer. So she got to the point where, like, mom was saying, like, she's getting on my nerves type of thing. And then one day, and like I said, sometimes I would, like, they would talk. So sometimes I would, like, try to listen in. Sometimes I would try to sit on the front porch and, like, listen to what they were saying. It was all kind of over my head because, like, we didn't go to church as kids. We were raised to be, like, into, like, being a good person and stuff, but like we weren't raised like on the Bible. So anyway, mom said she was getting pushy and she was correct. And then one day mom was in the shower and I don't know where everybody else was, But I answered the door like a stupid ass. I thought it was my friend. I wanted to go out and play. And it was her. And I didn't know whether like to go like through the screened-in porch door or not. Like, because she was like technically a stranger. So like I was kind of like talking to her through the door a little bit. And she was getting kind of pushy. She was like, did your mom talk to you about going to church on Sunday? And I was honest. I was like, no. And she was like, oh, really? Can I ask you something? Do you pray? And I was like, I don't know how to answer that in my head. So I was like, I don't know. No. And she was like, have you ever been saved? What is
that? Saved.
What is that? I don't remember what I answered, but in my head, what? And then she was like, okay, well, you deliver this message for your mom. Your mom's in the shower. And I was like, yes. And she was like, and why don't y'all go to church? And I didn't know what to say. I just repeated what my mom said. So I was like, I think we're too busy. And she was like, let me tell you something. We're never too busy for God.
Okay.
And you tell your mom this. I fucked up. Before she said, you tell your mom this, she goes, do you want to go to heaven? And so, of course, I was like, yes. By the way, I did not even know what death was at that time. It was before I saw my... I didn't know what death was truly until I saw my girl. Mm-hmm. And that fucked me up really bad. But I didn't understand life and death at that time. I was six. I didn't understand, like, heaven and hell really. I just knew heaven, like, is a place that you go when you're good. Like, if you be a good person, you're nice to everybody, you'll go to heaven. That's all I knew. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know about hell. Except, like, H-E double hockey sticks is, like, not a good thing.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what that really meant. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so she's like, do you want to go to heaven? So I was like, I mean, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds great. And then she was like, well, you don't want to go to hell like your mommy, do you?
Oh.
And then that's when I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. No, for real, she really did say that. You don't want to go to hell like your mommy, do you?
What?
Like, I feel like she knew she was playing into my little child head because I didn't even know what that meant. So I was like, no. So then she was like, you tell your mom this. She should go to church with y'all on Sunday. Okay. So guess what I did?
Did you tell her that she said
I
that?
Ran to mom's fucking bathroom door and I was like, mom, what just happened? I told her, and mom was like actually a good mom about it. She was like,
you told her that she's going to hell?
I don't remember exactly what I told mom. I think I did tell her everything. I probably did. I mean, whatever I told her definitely pissed her off. But she was actually, for once in her life, she usually like...
Once in my life.
That's a good song. I was going to say another one. Anyway, she didn't like spill the beans and like be emotional. She like kept her shit together. You know what I'm saying? She used to get emotional and like vent to us about other stuff, but for this, she kind of kept it together and was like, all right, we're going to get to church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And like, we all went, and Becky and Dad were like they were on vacation or something. They were like playing sports. And Booker was younger. He was there. You weren't born yet. And I just remember mom dressing me up in a bullshit dress. And like we talked on the way, and I did not want to go. It was hot. I had never been there. I did not like that lady. I told mom on the way, like, I am not talking to that woman. And she was like, good, don't. You don't have to. Just be polite and do what they tell you to do, and I'll take care of the rest. So I did, and I sat in a really hot sermon that made no sense to me, and nobody sang, and nobody danced, and it was so boring. I love
when church doesn't sing or dance.
What?
I prefer church that does not sing or dance. Are you kidding me?
Actually, they did sing bullshit, not bullshit, but they did sing hymns that I didn't know, and everybody looked at me weird because I didn't know what to do with the Bible, and they were all very judgy, it seemed. It's my 6-year-old little brain comprehended it. Hmm. But I do prefer churches that dance and sing.
I can't.
Because they're less uptight. It was like a very uptight vibe.
And if I don't participate, I look like a heathen.
Oh, I know. Well, we're definitely heathens. But anyway, so I sat my polite ass down and I just got really bored and dazed out and went into La La Land and almost fell asleep. And then I had to go to freaking Sunday school.
Oh, God. I hated when I did that.
It was not a good, it was actually a traumatic experience because I was clearly the new girl and I arrived late. Mm.
Duh.
I didn't know I was supposed to go in there. Turns out, I think part of mom's plan was for me to go in there so she could speak her mind, but the timing was kind of weird. But was anyway.
Was Luger in there
with you? Yeah. But he was in the fun land. He was in, like, the younger kids, like, land, but he didn't have to read shit. So I had to sit at a table with a bunch of people, kids, and read the Bible. Mm-hmm. And I did not know what page. Like, she told me, she was, like, so know-it-all. I sat down, and she was, like, okay. Like, she didn't call me by name. She called me, like, something stupid. Turn to blah-de-blah, Corinthians, blah-de-blah. And I didn't know, I knew how to read, but I didn't know how to navigate the Bible.
Me either.
So I was like fumbling through it and like nervous. I was not being like a bitch at all. I was like being like a nervous little girl. And she like came over and was like huffing and puffing. Like they were waiting on me. And she like slapped her hand on the thing and like flipped it around, was like, said something shitty, and then like flipped it and like pointed her finger, was like, there.
Wow.
And like making a big scene.
Not
of
very
it.
Welcoming to someone who's
exactly
trying to,
it, trying to convert
Christ.
Me, my yeah. heathen ass, please. She didn't want my heathen ass there. So anyway, I sat politely and pretended to go along with it and then went back to the boring ass sermon. It wasn't done. Mm-hmm. I think mom's plan in her head was for that thing to be done and she could tell her off and we would be in the daycare part still. But no, that thing was still going. So we came back and sat for a while. Mom waited for every freaking person to leave.
She actually went to church and sat through church.
Yeah.
Wow.
And was like acting like she was into it. I don't know if she was or not. She wasn't like bobbing her head or anything, but like she was like not rolling her eyes.
Wow.
And then she went up to the front, and from what I remember, I don't know, the guy was the husband, I think, was there at first, and I think mom was polite to him. I think she waited, man. She waited. I think she waited for him to go off, and then she told that woman off and said, don't ever come to my house again. She made me go, so I didn't hear everything. Like, she told us to, like, go down, in, like, the aisle. So, like, we went and, like, whatever. But, I mean, I was trying to listen, and I saw her, like, doing this with her fingers and shit. And I was, like, slowly trying to creep back up. But she did say don't. She did tell me that, too, in the car afterwards. She was, like, told her, don't ever come to my house again or I'll have something for you.
I wonder what.
I don't know. But it worked. She never came back. And I was like, mom, I hated that place. They made me feel stupid. And she was like, yeah, that's why we're never going back and don't you ever worry about them again.
Wow.
Yeah, she told her.
I don't think mom has ever taken me inside of a church.
Mom has feelings about church. It's super weird because mom is actually pretty religious. She prays all the time. Yeah, like yeah, she yeah. writes out prayers, but she has
doesn't like
issues with people telling her
church.
What to do. Yeah.
And I don't like it either. I've never liked going to church. I've gone multiple times. I've never liked it. But out of all of them, I prefer the ones that don't sing or dance. I would go to church if I could find a church. No, I wouldn't. I would maybe consider going to church like a couple times a year if I could find a church that doesn't celebrate and dance.
Wow, okay.
But
what about shops? Catholic church? We would never be accepted there right now. Yeah, anyway, right.
I've been to a Catholic church with one of my friends from middle school. And
I actually dug it. I used to tell mom and dad I wanted to be Catholic.
It's like it wasn't that bad, actually. We watched VeggieTales.
I used to ask mom and dad why we weren't Catholic.
But they did this the weird, they were doing the weird confessional thing, and, like, I didn't
Yeah, I liked that idea.
I didn't like that fucking idea.
I love that idea.
Anybody
to I wanted to go into a booth and tell all my secrets, and then ultimately be forgiven.
I didn't want to tell my secrets, and I didn't care about being forgiven.
Wow.
I've never really, I don't know, when I was younger, we lived in that house, that was really cold. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. Exactly which one. Yeah, it was so cold all the time. It was a cool ass house too.
Yeah, we
Is that house colder than this house?
Yeah. Me and Dad one time went to the church that was nearby, and it was on Halloween, and we they were like giving out like little kid like Bibles that were like it wasn't like a Bible, it was like a book. But it was the Bible, but like it didn't look like a Bible.
Mm-hmm. It's like a pamphlet.
No, it was a full
like
Bible.
A mini Bible.
It was a I probably still have it somewhere. Honestly, it was a Bible.
Like a baby
like,
Bible.
I read that for a minute, and like it had little activities in it, and I would like do the activities and like highlight
activities.
Stuff. Yeah.
Like was, what?
You know, like.
Like crossword puzzles.
Stuff like that.
Like study guides.
Kind of. Questions, would ask you questions.
Discussion posts.
Kind of, like, respond to two of your peers.
I mean, I guess it's nice to reflect.
I read it a little bit when I was in, like, elementary school, but you know what? I never got past the beginning Genesis, where it's just, like, this person begat this person begat this person.
Begat. There's so many
like,
begats.
I get it. You begat everybody, and some people live to be like eight. This person 872 years old, 679, and it's like, all right. First of all, you guys are lying. Second,
ew. Yeah.
Nobody lives to be that old.
Do you know where I got lost?
I could just never do it.
It's pretty easy.
What?
You can probably tell me more than I can.
I don't know much about the Bible.
Genesis, when fathers started selling their daughters off, I was like,
I never got
I'm
to
out.
That point.
Gotta go.
I got to that point.
Got to go.
Do you even own a Bible? Do you have one here?
On my phone? On an app? No, I don't think I do.
I've talked to people who have read the whole Bible, like, multiple times.
A lot of people have. I wouldn't say most, but a lot of people in this area, probably have.
That's crazy to me, because it's so boring.
The little cult that I did not ever want to join, but I accidentally went to one of their gatherings, that's what they do for a living. They read the Bible literally, like, word for word, and they like...
Try to memorize
they live it. They live it literally. Mm. So, like, even the weird parts about, like, not cutting your hair and stuff, they live that literally.
Find a new book, sis. Like, do you guys read other books?
And they interpret it in their own weird way.
Like, pick up the Chronicles of Narnia or something. Like,
that's a religious book.
Is it?
Yes.
What religion?
Same. Just Christian shit. I don't know.
Pick up the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Christian shit. C.S. Lewis is super totally... Subduing, like, subtitling us. What do you call it? Subliminal messaging us.
C.S. Lewis wrote that?
Yes.
I thought he wrote Alice in Wonderland.
No.
Who wrote Alice in Wonderland?
Your boy.
Who? Lewis Carroll.
We have.
Fake name. Have you ever heard about him being a pedophile?
Yes.
Is it true?
I don't know.
You're making a loud noise.
Sorry. I don't know how I feel about that, and I don't know if I'm ready to speak on it. I don't. Actually didn't think from what I read, but I don't know.
I remember not thinking he wasn't either. Just thinking he was a little strange.
I think he just... I don't know what he thought.
Like a Daniel Johnston type, perhaps.
Ew. I mean, not ew, but like...
just a little...
kooky?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he was like super inspired by... children? Families that he never was gonna have.
Yeah, I think being inspired by children doesn't necessarily have to be a weird thing. If it's like you're inspired by like playfulness and like innocence that you like miss.
Or what do you mean we are like that? Feel
nostalgic. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't like...
I love like getting on the ground acting like a little kid with kids.
I don't. I mean, I don't like kids at all, really. But...
yes, you like our kids.
I like my family's kids, but other people's kids, I don't feel a connection to. I don't typically think that they're cute. I don't, unless it's like an exceptionally cute baby. Like sometimes I'll stop and be like, wow, that baby is freaking beautiful. Like there's this little baby. He's not a baby. He's probably like 5 or 6.
That, I'm not a baby.
That lives in my friend's neighborhood. And sometimes when I go to our house, I'll see him riding around on his bike and he has really beautiful long dreadlocks. And he's just so beautiful. He's just so beautiful for a child. But like, I only feel that once every, like,
blue. But you've never talked to them. Kids are freaking funny when they start talking.
I did hear one of the girls say to another girl, God, what did she say? Oh, she said to one girl, she was talking about, it's kind of funny because she was talking about the white girl. There was one white girl in this group, and she was talking about the white girl, and she said to another girl about the white girl, don't talk to that heathen. And it was when I was getting in my car, so I heard it and I started laughing. She called the girl a heathen.
Well,
and I couldn't help but believe her.
Turns out some of us are.
I just took her word for it.
You know what was weird though about my cult situation? Hmm. That they said that cult, the whole cult said that heathens are okay. Like,
since when?
They're not going to hell because they don't know any better. But once they have the knowledge of knowing...
Who decides that?
I don't know.
Do I know enough to go to hell?
No, I don't think you do.
Some people will tell me that I'm going to hell.
So, my ex used to tell me that. Like, once you do realize, once you read the Bible and you learn it, like...
and then you decide not to go with it. And you
still decide not to go with it, then you're really screwed. So
stay stupid.
Stay stupid, but you're going to get called a heathen your whole life.
I don't care.
Baptist women are going to knock on your door and tell you you're going to hell because you're not saved.
What does being saved mean? Baptized?
It's just accepting Jesus Christ into your heart.
That's never going to happen for me, sis. It's just not in the cards.
I mean, actually, if you read it, it's really not that hard to accept them. But I don't know why Baptists. Reach out. I don't know why y'all are so obsessed with being saved.
Yeah.
Like, why is that such a big deal for y'all? Certain other denominations do not pound on that like that.
Maybe because they just really believe that everybody who is not saved is going to hell. And
they really do.
They have to save people.
And it's a big deal.
They probably feel like...
my friend in seventh grade saved me with quotation marks in my PE locker room because she really felt the need to, and I just went along with it. And I mean, I believe what she was saying, but like, I don't know what the terms were.
I think they were just really trying to save the whole world. Like, they really think that's what their mission is.
They're
like,
just making people choose to accept Jesus into their heart. But what about people that don't believe in Jesus?
They think that you're going to hell and they want to save you and they feel really
bad.
That's
the problem I have.
Like, my teacher friend that is really religious
thinks you're going to hell.
I don't think that he said that outright, but
like, he feels bad for you.
He feels bad for me because he
thinks you're going to hell.
He just thinks that I could be experiencing so much more, and it like pains him that I'm like not about it.
What? Selling detergent?
I mean,
I have to pee.
I'll talk to you guys. Hi, it's Linda. Yeah, I have this teacher friend that was the only teacher I ever liked in school. I won't say his name, but he's really cool, and we've stayed close. And I went to his church one time with my dad, and that was cool. And I've gone out to eat with him a couple times, and he's always been really friendly to me. Him and his wife have always been really nice to me, and she gave me a book that she wrote, and I haven't read it yet, but maybe I'll read it. I think it's inspirational. I think it's like a self-help book. But yeah, I'm not about that Jesus life. I'm just not. I'm sorry to the listeners that are, like, but please don't feel like you have to save me. You don't. It was cute. The thought was nice, but I'm for the streets, baby. I'm a hoe. You know I'm a hoe. Just kidding. But yeah, I'm for the streets. So I'm not about that Jesus Christ life. I like it. I think it's nice for you guys. I think it's cute for y'all. It's not for me. I believe in the universe as a whole, and I believe that, like, energy and stuff is what is really in... We don't have to get into what I believe in, but, yeah, so... I forget what I was talking about. Anyways.
I missed it. I heard you went to church with Dad, of all...
Me and Dad...
Dad went to church with you?
Me and Dad went to church together a few times. But me and him went to my teacher's church one time on Father's Day.
Don't you dare break my bracelet, bud. Okay.
And it was a singing. It was a small, very you small didn't like church. It? And people sang. And I didn't like it. It was okay. I
mean, have you ever been to a Catholic mass? Nice. They're kind of fun.
Yes, but I vaguely remember it.
That is like the one time I had fun in church. At a Catholic mass. I don't even know why. I was a kid, too. I was, like, 13. Leroy, come on. We have to go, I think.
Okay. Well, we can end this episode and then attach the segment from...
Ooh, yeah. We got some lost tapes, y'all.
We can attach...
But guys, we have segments from lost
tapes. We have a segment from an episode that we're forbidden to post because we got in trouble by our mom.
Don't talk too much about.
We can't post it. So, But we do have a segment from it that we can post that maybe we'll throw on the end of this episode. So,
ow!
Since Leroy wants to ruin everything when we're trying to have a job, so I guess we can go now.
It is
10 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Do you know where your children are?
Wow. Ooh, good one. Do you?
Do you?
Anyways... See you guys.
Look at her. Not today. Oh, this should be our new logo.
All right, guys. We found the new logo.
Wow, you're going to be impressed. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Hey, everybody. It's Linda. I know that we said that we were going to add a segment from a forbidden episode to this episode, but things have changed. We're going to add that segment to a different episode because our mom, decided to jump in and give her side of the church story. Mom, it's okay. All right, she's whispering in the background. So we are deciding to do that instead. We're going to add that segment in here with my mom, our mom. And you guys can hear her side of the church story. Spoiler alert. Spoiler ahead. Spoiler warning. It's different from Brenda's side of the story. Brenda, somebody's memory is off. But you guys can be the judge of who you believe, whose story is more detailed and, enticing. Is that the word? So, yeah, enjoy this segment with Mama Brenda. Bye. Okay, to clarify, Brenda said that it was when she talked to her, that's when you took them to the church and told that lady off.
Well, she may have talked to Brenda at the door. But she never told me that that's what the church lady said. Do you think I would have gone after she told my 11-year-old that her mother was going to hell?
You did go, and you told her
but
off,
no,
Brenda said.
That's, no, not there. It was when she kept coming to the house and saying, yeah, when you come to church, when you come to
You
church.
Told her off at the house?
Yes.
No, Brenda said that you told her off at the church.
No, I remember exactly the day it happened because I was furious. When Booker said, my mom is feeding the baby.
No, she said that I was not born yet. Because Booker was little.
No, I'm saying that yes, I went to the church when her and Booker were younger, but I never went back. And then she would come to our house all the
Brenda
time.
Brenda said that she heard you tell her at the church to never come to your house again.
No, I said that at our house. I said, don't ever come here again.
Wow. Somebody is...
I remember the day because it...
Somebody's confused.
It really upset me.
Brenda swears she remembers this, so I don't know who to believe.
I remember the day. Because she would always come to the house, and I would just, like, try to get rid of her, and never let her in our house. Never. And she'd say, oh, when are you coming back to church? Blah, blah, blah. Your kids need to go to church. She told me one time that, I don't know what happened, I don't know who it was. One of the kids said they were, like, coming.
Stop saying real names. Damn it.
I don't want to be public. I like my privacy.
Right. You sound like Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
I like my privacy.
Oh, God, no.
I don't want to be... All right.
But I was in the bedroom with you, and you were a baby.
Mom!
Oh, fuck. And Booker...
It doesn't even matter anymore. It doesn't even matter anymore.
And she came in the house. So I come down the hall holding you and said... to make sure the door was closed or whatever, just to check. And there she was. And I said, are you in my... You just came in my house? You just walked in my house? I didn't invite you in my house. And she blew it off. She just kept going on with her, you know, speech about church and when was I coming back and I need to bring my kids and blah, 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 blah. And I said... I didn't ask you to come in my house, and my son is too young to ask you to come in, and you took advantage and just walked in my house. I said, you're not invited here. I said, don't come back, and no, I'm not coming back to your church, and you need to leave.
That was it?
It was probably a little more than that. I was mean.
All right, well, Brenda said...
Well, one time she told me... Brenda might remember this. One time she told me... And I don't remember what was going on, but she was at the door again. But she wasn't in the house. She was at the door. And I had the door open. And I don't know if it was Brenda or... I don't know what was going on. But I think it may have been Brenda asked to do something. And I said no. And then she said something back to me or whatever. And she said, the reason your kids are like that is because... Haven't you ever heard, spare the rod, spoil the child? And I said... Yeah, I've heard that. So you're telling me I need to beat my children? Mm. Well, spare the rod, spoil the child. That's what they need. They need discipline, and that's how you do it, and blah, blah, blah. And she went on and on and on. And I just said, you need to leave. You need to leave. But she came back. And that was the last time she came back.
So you never went to the church and told her off?
No.
Oh, my God.
I probably got in the car and then vented.
You didn't dress Brenda up in a dress and take her and Booker there, and then they went to Sunday school, and then they sat through the sermon?
I don't remember Booker sitting through the sermon.
Maybe he didn't.
But Brenda...
She said that you waited until everyone left.
No.
You waited until everyone left.
No, but when I got in the car...
And then you went and talked to her.
No. That's when we went and did the little women's group.
What?
I said after the church service, then the women would go with the church lady for her little women's group.
So you went to that?
Yes, it was on the
same property. Did you tell her off in there?
No, I sat there and kept my mouth shut because I knew if I started, they were going to probably just stone me.
Well.
And then when I got in the car, I'm sure I had a lot to say.
Brenda is very confused then.
Brenda was a little kid.
You're right. Brenda, this is Linda talking. Earth to Brenda, I think that you are just confusing little kid memories. I think that your little kid brain is like stringing different memories together.
Yeah.
So.
It's easy to do that. But no, we only went the one time.
Wow.
Because I couldn't. I wasn't going to listen to that.
Well, there you have it, people.
I mean. This is going to make me sound like a horrible person. I'm not against God. I believe in God.
No, we explained all that.
I pray all the time. I believe in God.
We said that.
But when somebody is sitting there dogging and making her husband sound like just a piece of...
Well, now you have to get into that. So what had happened was she went to a woman's group in the church, and this lady was talking shit about her husband because her husband was an alcoholic, and instead of letting God handle it and putting it into God's hands, Jesus, take the wheel.
But he obviously
went to rehab.
He had done that.
And she was pissed that he went to rehab instead of letting God handle it.
So he went to rehab and got sober and was still sober and was being a great husband. And she was pissed that he didn't continue to just let God handle it. But it's my belief that there's a reason why there are places to help people. Like counselors, psychiatrists, rehab centers, because sometimes it's just above whoever their family is. They can't do it for them. So the fact that he did something and she got what she wanted, but she wanted to make her husband sound like he was a horrible person. And that's not right.
No, it isn't.
It's not right. If you get help and you... And it's an adult. If it's not like you're a kid and somebody puts you in rehab, he went on his own will to get help for his problem. And then his wife, who these ladies are all about, you know, these ladies, because they're all about deferring to the husband and, you know, this, that, and the other. And the wife does whatever the husband wants. And, you know, the husband is the king.
That's so weird to me.
Yeah. But yet you're going to come to your church group. And you're going to make him sound like a terrible person because he didn't continue to wait for God to do it for him. That's mm-hmm. not right.
Well.
Because it's a good thing that there are places you can go to get help.
No, it's an abomination.
Apparently, it was.
Is that what the word is?
Yeah.
Abomination.
Well, it's one of the words. But it was just... The way, and then all of the women, which was about 10 of them, chimed in, and then the church lady herself just railed against him. And I just couldn't do it. So I just sat there until I could leave.
Okay.
And then probably the last hour, in my head, I'm going, never coming back to this. Nope, this isn't right. This isn't right. Can't do it. Not doing it. And then I got my kids and I left. And then she kept coming to our house. Like every week, she's at the door.
Brenda said it was every day.
It seemed like every day.
Well, sorry, guys. I have to cough sometimes.
It seemed like every day.
Well.
And I'm all about religion. Trust me. I am. But,
Okay.
There's a reason why we have doctors.
Yes.
Because God... gave those people a purpose to become a doctor, to help people.
Yes. Yes.
There's a reason.
You speak your truth.
There's a reason why, you know, there are alternatives to get help when you can't get help. You can't do it on your own.
Yes.
And for somebody to come to that and say, I'm going to do this on my own. Nobody forced them. Nobody forced them. It wasn't like a, you know.
That's Jesus.
It's, yeah.
That's Jesus.
Well, it's somebody, it's your your higher being telling you, you need to get some help.
Somebody at Wawa told me once, a man that worked at Wawa told me once, when I had broken up with my boyfriend and I was hanging out with my friend, Amber, I'm going to say her name all the time, and she works at Wawa. She's fine with me saying that. She don't care. I would go to pick her up at Wawa at night, her night shift. And there was this man, I forget his name now, but he was this older man. And he was talking about God and stuff. And he was, like, talking about how that voice inside of you, your conscience, that's God. That's God. When you hear your little voice talking to you, that's God talking to you.
The fact that
I'm not religious, so I didn't really... take a whole lot from it, but it made me believe. I got what he was saying, and I thought it was a very beautiful moment.
The fact that there are people that have crippling problems, problems that they can't get over, and they just can't do it, and they've been trying and trying and trying to get help within themselves, and just you know, trust that it's going to stop. And then all of a sudden it comes to them, hey, I can't do this on my own. So you go to professionals who can do help you get through this and give you support after you've even left to keep doing this so that you don't become the person you don't want to be anymore.
Yes.
So why isn't that God?
Preach.
I mean, it can be anything, but it can be just something that gives you that little nudge that says, you know what, I can't do this by myself.
Maybe you should be a pastor. That's the vibes I'm getting right now. Maybe it's in your blood. Maybe you should be one.
Well, it is in my blood.
Well, maybe you should be one.
My grandfather was.
Because you always get very inspirational when you get on the mic. You get very inspirational and give a lot of really good sentiments. So maybe you should be a pastor. I think our listeners are going to get a lot from this.
I mean, I just don't think it's right to make somebody feel bad about themselves because they went and got help.
No,
that's
not
okay.
Right.
And she even said that he was doing all the things he never did. He was helping. He was doing this. He was doing that. He was very supportive. You know, he had changed completely.
So what the fuck was her beef with him?
Because he should have waited for God to do it.
God did it,
that's
bitch.
That's what I said. That's what I say.
You dummy bitch. God already did it.
But these are different.
God did the work.
This is a different kind of people. This is the people that.
Well, don't bash Baptists now.
I'm not. I'm just going to say that there are some people that.
You might have Baptist listeners. We don't know.
I know. I'm not bashing any religion. Okay. I'm not. But I grew up in a small little southern place where there are some people that just beat you over the head with everything you do.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that's Christian-like either. I don't believe that's what God did. I don't believe that's what Jesus did.
Did you see, like, snake charmers or whatever? Did they do the snake stuff at your church?
No.
Did you guys go to, like, revivals or whatever?
They would have, like, what they would call, like, revivals, but they weren't, like, under a big tent or anything like that. It was just in the church. Like, you know.
But you saw people, like, freaking out, speaking in tongues.
They weren't freaking out. They were preaching, and then they did...
stuff in tongues?
Yes.
Were they, like, very energetic, like... twitching their body and stuff?
No, not like that. They were very spirited.
Like screaming and hollering?
Not in a bad way. Not like screaming at you.
But they were like hollering.
And it was never accusatory. It wasn't like, you have to do this or blah, blah, blah. It wasn't like that. Not.
But they were just hollering types of people?
Not like you're saying.
No, I know. I'm saying like.
But they get excited and then they
holler.
Start speaking in tongues. It
gets loud.
It's emotional. It's emotional. And back then, you know, they didn't have, like, microphones or anything in the church. So, like...
Did it, like, traumatize you as a child? Did you, like, believe what you were seeing? What did you think was happening? Like, didn't you think, like, this is weird? Like, what language? Like, what the fuck is he saying?
No. It didn't bother me.
I
It didn't bother me.
I would imagine if I saw that, I would be like, is anybody gonna tell me what this girl is saying? And by this
and
girl,
then,
I
and
mean
then,
this
like
man.
Towards then at the end, then they start going back to what the original preaching.
So
was
how do
about.
They come out of speaking in tongues? When they come out of it, are they just like, "Woo, that was a good one, guys"?
No, they don't say that. But then they just gradually come out of it, and I don't know. And then they go back to what they were like preaching.
You should
about.
Have started fake speaking in tongues to that lady.
I can't fake.
You could have done that.
I can't
that.
Fake.
That would have been funny.
I can't fake something. I can't.
That would have been funny.
I mean, that's why it was better for me not to open my mouth. Because if I had opened my mouth in that church group...
And that's a lesson, everybody. Sometimes you just need to keep your mouth shut.
I know what I believe. And if this is how it's going to be, and you can't appreciate something good, and you still have to... if you still have to, like, be mean about it and hateful. That's hateful to me. That was hateful to me. And God doesn't preach hate.
Yeah. True.
He teaches that you should be thankful that this happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mm-mm. But I knew I can't open my mouth. Because if they were to... If I open my mouth and they ask me a question and I can't lie...
Do you think she's still alive?
Her?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I know...
Do you remember where the church is?
I know exactly where it is.
Do you think she still goes there?
It's their church.
I want to go.
No.
I want to go. I want to sit through a sermon. Because Brenda said that it wasn't the singing and dancing type of church, which is what I like. I don't like churches that sing and dance. I like to sit through a sermon. It's easier. I just like to hear somebody talking. I don't like to participate, so I like to just sit there. Mm-hmm. So I would like to go.
Not just, to that one.
I would like to sit on it. Mm-mm. I would like to sit in on it.
I mean, her husband was the reverend.
Yes, but you think they're still alive?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I never really... I don't remember what he looked like.
Church isn't in service anyways. I forgot we're in a pandemic.
But she... At that time, I was young. Really young.
Maybe they're doing Zoom churches. What is it called? We'll say it off the record. I'll look it up and see if they're doing, Facebook
I don't know, the professional name that's outside their church. But you know where it is.
It's in...
Mm-mm.
Where is it?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Do I know where it is because you've taken me there to scream and cry in the parking lot?
Mm-mm.
But do you know what I'm talking about? There may have been at least once, maybe more times... where you took me to a church parking lot.
What?
To freak out in the car.
About what?
Probably my dad. Yeah, huh? And I know what church it is. Because I pass it sometimes. So, do you recall that?
That would have to be off record.
All right, people. Well, that's enough out of us. Hope you enjoyed this little...
You're gonna have to edit it.
Special... Yeah, we're gonna have to edit the fuck out of it, because you said everybody's names.
I didn't know that you were recording. And I don't like to be recording.
After I told you I was recording, you still said their names.
Because it's hard for me. I don't do this.
I say we should just leave it at this point, because...
No.
It doesn't matter anyways. We've said our real name. People know our names. Okay? I'm not trying to say that we're famous, but people know our names. So it doesn't even really matter at this point. This is just Linda and Brenda is just our stage names. You still know Trixie and Katya's real names. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This isn't about Trixie and Katya.
I'm just saying that Linda and Brenda is just like our stage names. So it's not even that big of a deal. But what was I going to say? Hope you appreciated this little special behind the scenes with Mom. Trick me. Do you have more to say?
No, but you always trick me.
Okay, well, I hope everybody enjoyed this. Have a good, blessed evening, and have fun with your life.